I'm basically overseeing all of the fundraising tasks, which that's where Lights Out comes to play. So I just look after, you know, raising the funds, because we are a nonprofit charity that needs the funds and the donations from people to operate. So that's what I'm doing. I'm overseeing all of that.
Good stuff. So tell us about Lights Out. What is it? It sounds like it's going to be great for the kids.
Yeah, and it's almost sold out, so it's good that we're on here talking about it. It's for kids aged 10 to 15, and it's just something fun for them to do during the winter break after Christmas and after New Year's, and there's that little dull time that people are like, oh, what to do now? So all kids are off during that time, so it's just something for them to do, and it's also just to raise funds for a really realistic problem that people are having in Bruce Gray, which is not being able to afford their utilities, people. So we just wanted to do something like this. And actually the attack came to us with this, because you know how the attack look after a whole bunch of charities and a whole bunch of different causes. Someone from the attack was like, hey, what about people that, you know, have problems paying their utility bill?
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a big problem that people are having right now. So it's just very nice that they decided to help us and help the people in their community as well.
I was just ranting about my water bill this morning. And of course, hydro bills. Don't get me started on hydro bills.
Well, yeah, especially right now. Yeah, because it's just getting colder and people rely on these things to keep them warm and keep them well lit. So it's a very true and real issue that's mm-hmm. going on.
We're with Christy Andre from the United Way of Bruce Gray, the Lights Out hockey event coming up on January the 3rd. How easy or how difficult was it to coordinate a first-time activity, Christy? Because I take it with your connection with the attack, this is the first time that this initiative has come forward.
It has been, and it is. We are hoping to do more things to support the utilities assistance program in the future. And yeah, it's the first time. So there is some quirks that we're kind of working out, and we're just kind of seeing how things go and, you know, learn from the experience. And the main goal is to just, raise money for a very real cause. And, you know, we're trying to do that. So there might be a few little faults that happen, but that's just, you know, with any first time event, but we'll learn from it and then hopefully go stronger each year.
So this is open for kids from 10 and older.
Yes, 10 to 15.
10 to 15?
And there's only a few more spots. I didn't get a clarification on how many spots, but by the last time I spoke to Evan from the attack, we are getting pretty close. So there's just a few more spots, and we would really like to get those filled before the 24th.
Yeah, you're in really good hands with Evan, that's for sure. What was your capacity for a full house for the event, Christy?
For the event, yeah, it was 50 kids.
Yeah, that's a great day.
Yeah.
So
we're pretty pleased with it.
They get coaching from the attack coaches. They get to meet some of the attack players. They get lunch with the attack, and
they get to tour their dressing room as well and ask those questions and go and have lunch with them. Sit at a table with an attack player, which is really neat. It's just a very casual meeting. And just kind of watch the attack and watch their skills practice as well, which is kind of fun and exciting for them. And then get to actually go on the ice with them, which is really cool.
And the fee is $100.
Yes, $100 a child. And the attack have a really, really cool takeaway bag as well. And they get their own practice jersey.
Oh, boy.
That's great.
Yeah.
If you were a business or if you were a community-minded person and wanted to pay the $100 for somebody to go, can you do that as well, Christy?
Yeah, I believe that you totally could do that if you reached out to Evan at the attack office. I'm sure that he could probably make that happen.
Okay. Otherwise, just give you a call at the United Way Bruce Gray office?
Yes. Yeah, our phone number is 519-376-1560.
Okay, and ask for Christy.
Yeah.
All right.
The former Bayshore Broadcasting Employee of the Year.
Thank you. Thanks for plugging that in there, Fred.
Thanks a lot, Christy. And if we don't see you, have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, you guys too. Thanks for making people smile every single day.